Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. I forgot to open my mic. Hey, those kind of things happen. So if you would like to be a part of the program tonight, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. And I would love to hear from you, 347-327-9316. So let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. And let me reach over here and pull a card from my Healing with the Angel deck. And it is the Ideas and Inspiration card. So definitely tonight, Spirit is saying tap in, you know, into your creative side. And let that flow out. The more we adjust to these new energies that are on our planet, the more I think that Spirit's wanting us to get out of the boxes, get out of those little boxes that we have created and have more ideas, more inspiration. If you look at almost all the things that are on our planet, sooner or later, somebody created those and it came as an idea. Okay? Everything that you have in your home, somebody thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to create a computer. I'm going to create a TV. I'm going to create a radio. Or I'm going to create a lamp. I'm going to create electricity. Had an idea. And then they were inspired to go ahead with that idea, manifesting that idea into a solid. And that's what we need to do with our lives. We need to create things, have bigger ideas, have that inspiration, and then see that into our lives and accept that as spirit. All right? All right, let's go ahead and let me give you my website address, and then we'll open with prayer. Website address is www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to set up readings with me, you can learn more about me over there. All kinds of stuff's over there. So www.insightswithmichael.com is the official website for me. All right. We do have a guest coming up on this program starting tomorrow, actually. Jan Merle, she's been with us before. She'll be doing some energy scans and helping you understand energy blocks and the fragments that are in you that need to be cleared out of there, and she'll be talking about that. Then Travis Sanders will be with us on Tuesday night, and we'll be catching up with him, see what's going on in his life and any exciting things that are going on with Travis. So we'll find all that out on Tuesday. So those are the guests that are coming up on the week ahead. And I can't believe the week ahead is already here. So where does time go? I wonder sometimes. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. And let's do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, right now I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. I also ask you to white light this program at this time and surround it with your Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And we do that with all of us at this moment in time. Father, Mother, God, also at this time, I ask that you would help our listeners, those listening to me live and those listening to me archived. I just ask that you would just help them find those answers that they're seeking and let me be a part of that tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would just open doors for them, that no man can shut. There's a scripture in the Bible that says you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And so we ask that you would open doors for all of us at this moment in time. Father, Mother, God, keep us all safe from the storms, literal storms that bombard us sometimes. And our hearts and our prayers go out to the people in Nebraska that were hit by an F4 tornado just in the last few days here, and our hearts and our prayers are with those people. And so keep them safe. All right, let's go ahead and say namaste and amen, and then let's go ahead and open the program. If you would like to be a part, again, I'm going to give you the call-in number. It is 347-327-9316, and we'll just see where Spirit leads us as we go forward. Let's go ahead and say hi to Tony. Tony, you're calling in. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just calling to get some insight on the area of career.
Okay, on your career. Is there a couple of areas that you're thinking about? Because I got like two areas that you're thinking about. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. I'm going to write down your name here. Sometimes I'll write down your name and then I'll pick up stuff. I keep seeing music around you. Are you in music or around music? Why would I see music?
I'm not really into, like...
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Because the music thing might be trying to get me to someplace else, okay? You know, sometimes it's like a jigsaw puzzle for me, Tony. Sometimes I'll just get little pieces here and there, and... But they're telling me that they're speaking to you through music. Have you kept hearing a certain song over and over?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I don't like pursue
music.
You're not
pursuing music as a career. But what?
Right.
What
I'll make. You know, there are songs that do come to me. That is correct.
Okay. Because they're saying pay attention to the words that are coming to you, because in those words, whatever they're speaking to you is part of the direction that you're supposed to be going to. Now, what are the two areas that you're focused on? That probably could help me a little bit. What are the two areas that you're focused on?
Education and writing, like as far as teaching and writing.
Okay. Definitely saw like books with you, stuff like that. So that would definitely. Now, are you thinking about writing a book? Why would I be seeing writing a book?
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay, yeah, I would stick with that. But also as far as a career goes, I definitely see education with you. Now, is there education that runs into your family, or are you the first person that's going in this field? Because I feel like that this is something that's already in your family or has been in your family.
If it is, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, you're not aware. Okay. Not aware of it. Okay. All right. Okay. Because I'm thinking if you did some research, Tony, I really feel like that you'll find an educator in your family tree.
Okay.
You know, if you did some research and check that down, I feel like that this is on your mother's side. So if you look at the family on your mother's side, I really feel like that you would find somebody down in that line that was either an educator, because I keep hearing educator. This would actually also be a male, and also passing down wisdom and knowledge onto you. You're really going to be good at that. So I wouldn't let anything stand in my way. I really feel like that's your calling.
Okay.
So I would definitely stick with that. But also, as far as the music, when these words come to you, really pay attention to what is coming to you, because I really feel like that somebody on the other side is using music to contact you. So either pay attention to the radio in your car, you know, every time you get in, maybe there's a particular song, just, you know, a few words. Just pay really close attention to music in this week. You know, really pay attention to that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully I can help. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
Just wanted any message Spirit has for me right now.
Okay, I keep hearing patience. Are you needing some patience? Because I keep hearing patience. They're saying
probably.
Wait. Okay, yeah. The one thing I keep hearing here, Connie, is wait. You're sort of what you're in right now, is what I'm feeling is like you're in a waiting phase of your life. Like, you know, a lot of times it's like a holding pattern. It's sort of like, you know, a lot of times if you're familiar with airlines and stuff, sometimes they tell planes, you know, to go into a holding pattern because there's, you know, not a runway empty right now. So they have to go around in circles. Okay, so that's where you are right now. That doesn't mean you're staying there. Good news for you is I feel like that holding pattern that you've been in is definitely breaking loose. I would say by next week, you should feel a definite change in your energy and what's going on in your life. Definitely a closer pattern to spirit. You're drawing closer to spirit. They keep saying that over and over. There's also somebody trying to push through here, and that's why my words got tangled up there. There's a spirit that's trying to push through. I'm going to allow that to happen, see if it connects with you here in a minute. But the one thing I would tell you is definitely your finances are going to get better. Have you been having some financial issues?
Cause I feel like yes.
Yeah. Issues are not the word for it. So yeah, you need a breakthrough here. And I do feel a positive change. I feel like, you know, next Wednesday, I was going to say Friday. So Friday of this week is a possibility, but I feel a lot more comfortable stepping out on a limb for next week, about midweek. I feel more comfortable with that. You know, saying that you are going to see some financial change. Now, are you working at the moment, or why would I see a job change for you?
Oh, that's awesome, because I'm currently a contractor, and I do not like the company that I work for.
Yeah, you're changing company.
And I want
company.
Something more permanent.
Yeah, you're changing companies. This should be by the end of this month.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely going to be with a company that does appreciate you. Where you're at now doesn't really appreciate you, unfortunately. But I'm saying by the end of October, definitely a change here. That also could be the financial change that I'm seeing here, because I see more money offered to you.
Great.
So that's going to be definitely going to be a better choice for you. So go ahead.
Is that another contract position, or is this something permanent?
This is in the same line of work, but this is a definitely more of a solid job for you. Switching from this for a while. I feel like it's going to be something that you're going to be doing for a little bit here.
Okay.
You know, and a little bit to spirit could be, you know, a couple years, 5 years, you know, I don't know what that little bit is, but
that's fine. That's quite all right.
There's no time in spirit, so timelines can be really tricky sometimes. But I feel like that you're going to be there for a while. You know, it's not going to be an on and off job. I will tell you, I have about a 3-year window with you, and I see you working there in that three-year window.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't mean that will change, you know, after that 3-year window, but that's as far as I can see with you at the moment. So.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right, thank you. Appreciate
spirit,
calling it. Yeah, go ahead.
You said there was a spirit trying to come through. Was that for me or for another caller?
Yeah, I'm glad that you reminded me of that. Thank you. I appreciate you reminding me of that. Sometimes I forget, and I get, you know, caught up in spirit, and I forget. So let me be quiet for just a second. I'm not sure if it's with you, but let me just be quiet enough to tap in. Okay, now is your mother on the other side? I get a person that's coming across like mother to me.
No, I have two aunts on the other side.
Okay, did one of those raise you, or was in that process? No. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay. That's okay. Because I don't feel like it's connecting with you, so we're just gonna let it sit here. But I just needed to check, because this person is coming across like they raised the person, you know, sort of more like a mother nature here to me. So, all right, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully have a good night. All right.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, let's go ahead and give you the call-in number if you would like to be a part of the show. It is 347-327-9316. I think a lot of people don't realize that I'm on air. So let's go ahead and do that. Hi, Rose. You're on air with me. Whoop.
Hey, Michael. Could that possibly be for me? I'm wondering if you have my grandmother, because I've been talking to her a lot this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, let me check here. Okay, this woman is saying yes, so I'm going to say yes. So she's telling me, why are you doubting yourself? What are you doubting yourself about? Oh, about a job?
Oh, finances. I'm distressed about that.
Yeah, you're getting all stressed out. The one thing that she's telling me here, Rose, is that you're allowing fear to sneak in here and pulling you into a dark place. So I wouldn't go there. Okay, we've been there before. Okay, so spirit doesn't want you to go into a place of despair. You know, something's going to open up here. I mean, I really feel like it. You know, I feel like at least by mid October you should be working here. So you know, don't give up. I understand that it gets frustrating, and your grandmother knows it gets frustrating. But you're definitely going to have something open up here. You know, now, is it going to be a permanent thing right away? I don't see that. I feel like that this is going to be like a job to get some money flown in here until a more permanent job opens up. Because I don't feel like a permanent job here is going to really pop into play here until 2014. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be working. You know, I want to be sure that you understand that doesn't mean you're not going to be working for those 3 months, because that would really stress you out to be thinking, hey, you know, I'm not going to be having anything coming in here. I feel like a part-time job or something will open up here pretty quick for you. So, but more of a permanent job opens up about maybe at the end of the year, more into January of next year.
You see me being okay financially, Tyler?
Yeah, I definitely see you being okay. Yeah.
Right. So I was very stressed this weekend. It's been a really rough weekend. I was so glad when you decided to be on. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because, I felt like that somebody needed me, and I think that somebody's you. So, definitely see something open up. You're going to be okay. And I could be wrong on the timeline of that, but. I would say more of a part-time job, something, maybe like a temp job, something like that, you know, popping up here, just to get some money flowing into you.
Thank you very much. And I
no
appreciate
problem.
You bringing my grandma through. I had a feeling it was her.
Yeah, it was definitely her. She's just there, you know, lean on her, lean on the strength of her. You know, to help you through. But the one thing that I would really caution you about, Rose, is, you know, really watch depression trying to sneak in here, okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with it.
Yeah, I know. So, but don't get discouraged. Something will open up, all right? I understand it's a struggle, but hang in there. Yeah, hang in there. All right, thank you, Rose.
Thanks.
Okay, if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. I have open lines at the moment, and we're out of callers at the moment. So that means I get to talk. So that's okay. Hey, if you know I'm talking and you want to call in, don't be afraid. It's okay to call in I'm still talking. But we're just going to... let spirit move in here and just settle in here and let spirit work with us. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, spirit calls these shows and I don't know why we're here, but I know one thing, that spirit always fills my mouth and speaks to us. So that's what I'm going to allow to begin to happen here right now and just settle in with spirit, you know, forgetting about all of our stuff. And, you know, I've been watching football earlier in the afternoon with my dad and just having that bonding time. And, you know, I think that sometimes we need that bonding time with spirit, you know, where we just bond, you know, where we just come together. You know, the other day I had a guest on Air Hair and was talking about spirit guides and developing that relationship. You know, it's like the relationship I have with Steve and my spirit guide. That took a period of time. That just didn't happen overnight. That took, you know, time to develop that relationship that I have with him and to learn how to trust that and learn how to flow in that. And the other thing that is going on our planet right now, and I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about this, is, you know, there's a new energy on our planet, and a lot of us are having a hard time learning how to work with it, because it's not working the same way that it used to work. It's changed a little bit here and there. And so what we have to do is we have to step back, we have to readjust, and we have to say, okay, how are you speaking to me? How are you working with me now? And that's what we have to do. And that's what we need to learn how to do. And part of my job here on Spiritual Talk Radio is to give you tools and tips on how to do that. The last few days I kept hearing a scripture in my head. I grew up in church, and so you have to excuse me for using scriptures every once in a while. But I do believe that they fit, and I believe that there's a reason we should pay attention to them. And one of the scriptures that kept popping into my mind, and I'm not going to say it word for word probably, but it was, "Let this mind be in you." Okay, and Jesus, it was talking about Jesus, "Let this mind be in you." And so that's that Christ consciousness. That's that spirit consciousness. And what we have to do, we have to shift from our consciousness into that consciousness, or allow that consciousness to mesh with us and become one. I like that a whole lot better than changing. It's that consciousness, that Christ consciousness, becomes more of us. Okay? It becomes more as one. And I like to see that better, and that's what Stephen is showing me. You can't see Stephen at the moment, but he's got his hands. And when I was talking about our consciousness moving backwards, and the Christ consciousness coming forward, he took his hands and we're meshing them together, and so you become one. And that's what we need to do. We become one with that universal energy, that I am energy of all time. And we can work in that. And so what does that really mean? What is Christ consciousness? So let's look at, while I'm waiting for some people to call in here, what is Christ consciousness? And you can, this is not my stuff. I'm going to give you the website that I'm reading from. It is www.ctrforchristcon.org, and then it's Christ Consciousness ASP. All right, so you can it's the Center for Christ Consciousness is what I'm reading from. All right, so what is Christ consciousness? The human mind has spiritual currents running through its thought streams. These streams contain vital information from spirit that is highly valuable to humans. Now, we're going to stop every once in a while, and I'm going to break it down so we can understand it. And so what that means to me is, in our heads, where our brain is, we have a lot of brain cells. Scientists will tell us that we have a lot of brain cells. And, okay, so what are those brain cells there for? Because they say that we're never going to tap into all of those cells. So my question is, why are they there? And I asked this to Stephen, and Stephen told me this, okay? Stephen told me that the reason we have those are where a lot of information is stored, and we will learn how to tap into that. That is part of the process of reawakening, okay? At one time of our lives, we were in the place of Christ consciousness. We were in that law place, that man, awesome place. Okay, and so what we're doing now is reawakening to our true selves, our true nature, which are sons and daughters of that Christ consciousness, of that I am energy. That is what we are, and that's what we've always been. We are just reawakening to that. If you go back to Jesus, okay, let's look at Jesus for example. Jesus was the Son of God, okay? So then there's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Ye are sons and daughters of God." So we are equal with that Christ consciousness, which was in Jesus. And so then we are one with the universe. We are one with God. We are one with the I am energy of all time. That is where we are, and that is what we're flowing into. And that is what we need to learn how to work with. Okay, I think I do have a caller over there. Hi, 202, you're on air with me. Could you say your name, please?
Yes, my name is Tierra.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Well, I was listening in to the topics, and I had a comment on both the Christ consciousness as well as the brain cells. And the comment that I had about the brain cells is that, like you said, that scientists has proven that there are brain cells that you would never use. But if you actually, how I feel about the situation is if you actually study every different types of brain cell in your brain, you would learn how to use them, and then that's when they'll be able to be at work.
Right, definitely. I totally agree with that, yeah. And that's what, you know, that's what we have to do. And one thing that my spirit guide's been working with me on is learning more about that. And we're going to be doing some teaching here in October about how to really tap into that and how to change some of our thought patterns that are in our head. Now, you had another comment?
Yes, and the second comment was about the Christ consciousness.
Now,
how I interpret that is just, you as an individual understanding where does Christ supposed to come into your life? Where does that being belong? So a lot of people may use it as they go to church every Sunday or Saturday, or they pray or they fast and do different things. But I do believe that everybody do have a little Christ of a God inside of them, because when you understand what God's mission is that to be at peace with oneself and to everyone else, then that's why you find that people, you know, try to help other people out. They have, like, nonprofit organizations to help the homeless, you know, take care of the sick and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. Yeah. And you know, and I think what happens here every once in a while is we get hung up on all the titles and all of this, the dogma part of what I call religion, and, you know, and forget about, you know, that we are all one. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, we get hung up, and this is what the lower energies are using to try to divide us, is all this other stuff that really doesn't matter. What really matters is working and living into that Christ consciousness, you know, and there's many ways to get there. So.
Yes. Now, also, my last thing that I wanted to talk about, are you doing readings?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm always doing readings.
Okay, well, I would like to have a reading. I would like to have a reading done.
Okay, let me go ahead and grab my cards here in my hand. And is there a certain focus? Is there certain questions you have?
Yes.
Will help me.
There is a certain focus. And now what I want to do is explain to you that, you know, I do have some type of, like, medium capability, mine is still being developed right now.
Okay.
And so one thing that I want to talk about is, like, my relationship life. I feel that there is, like, a special guy out there for me, and I have, like, a picture of what he looks like in my head. And sometimes I think that I do see him on the streets, you know, like in the area where I live and things like that.
Right.
But for some reason, it just feels like it's something blocking for us to be able to connect. You know, maybe he's with a female and he don't want to, you know, be disrespectful, or I'm with a male and he doesn't want to be disrespectful. But the thing is, I'm not dating.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just like, I feel that, like, it's my love life, not that I depend on a man to complete me, but it's just a matter of, I feel like that's a missing piece to my life, because I deal with a whole lot of health issues, and I don't even want to begin to get on that.
Right.
But because I deal with the mental issues that I deal with, this is what's making me, the relationship part is what's making me feel confused, because, you know, when I speak to the doctors about what goes on inside my head, the first thing they want to do is just say that, you know, I'm bipolar or schizophrenia.
Right.
But I'm
like,
as I talk to the other people in the hospitals or at the outreach programs, I'm like, well, it seems there's only 5 special diagnoses that they want to give to everybody. So when I looked up mental illness disorders, there was, like, tons of mental illness disorders. So I was like, how can you just categorize me as this one of the 5?
Right, and the other thing here is a lot of doctors, a lot of mental health professionals, they don't understand energy. They don't understand Christ consciousness. They don't understand any of this stuff, a lot of them. And so what I think happens here and there is they get confused, and so they have to go by, you know, they go by the book. You know, they're da-da-da-da-da. And so what I would tell you, you know, just calm down a little bit. You're doing really good. You're opening up the spirit, and that's what's important. Now, as far as your relationship question goes, I do have an answer. Okay.
Okay.
So,
I'm ready.
So, okay, you're ready. All right. Now, the one thing is, you got really great okay, let me get my tongue untied here. You got really good manifestation energy with you, meaning that you can manifest what you want in your life. So what you are doing is you are seeing this. You keep seeing this person. And so what you're doing is, yes, you're seeing him almost materialize right before your eyes at times, because you're saying, okay, there he is. And then you look again, and then he's gone, you know. And so what you're doing is you are manifesting that energy in place. So continue doing that. The reason why I want to talk about that is I have an emerging card in front of me that tells me that this is coming together. So you are going to have that relationship. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you, okay? Your mind wants you to think there's something wrong with you, but that's not the case. So don't go into that place. Go into that Christ consciousness that you have inside of you. Because you definitely are pulling this to you. I feel more of that he's coming into play here. I feel like that he's coming more into play. It looks like to me, possibly the late part of November, early December, and then as you go into 2014, that becoming more of a serious relationship. I do definitely feel a serious relationship. It starts with a friendship, of course. Everything starts there. I got a card that shows me that. And the other thing that you have to do is you have to surrender and release this to the spirit within you and let them work it all out the way it's going to happen. But I'm definitely saying, by the end of November, early December, you're definitely going to see him popping into play here. Okay?
Okay, now, is there any way that you can see possibly, like, some distinctive things about him, about, like, what does he look like? Because what I see is that he's tall and dark-skinned, and he's an athlete.
Yeah, that's what I keep seeing. I would say he's at least about 6 foot, a little bit more than that. But I say at least 6 foot. Because I saw somebody a few feet a little higher than me. I'm like 5 foot, so I saw somebody that would be taller than me, so it would be about 6. They're saying 6'1", 6'2", something like
that.
And
that's what I was getting, too.
Yeah.
About over 6 foot.
Yeah, about a little bit over 6 foot, about 6'1", 6'2", there. And I would say maybe a basketball. I saw a round ball, so that would represent basketball to me. That doesn't mean he plays professionally. But I definitely saw basketball around him. So that can mean that he really likes a lot of basketball, you know, but I saw a basketball hooked with him. All right.
Now, maybe that you're saying the basketball, because actually basketball is my favorite sport.
Okay. So that might be also why I'm picking up basketball. But I feel like it's also the connection. I feel like it's going to be how you guys connect somehow with this basketball thing. So it's going to be... I keep seeing that. And that also would put us in the timeline, you know, close to basketball season would be around that time. So next year, about March, I see some kind of a connection with basketball. But, you know, maybe you guys go to a game together or something like that, because I definitely keep seeing a basketball connecting. Also, very loyal. Once he makes a commitment to you, don't have to worry about him cheating. So that's good news.
Woohoo!
Yeah, because I feel like you've had some problems with that in the past a little bit, maybe. But I definitely see that. So, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, no problem. And I appreciate your comments. Those were awesome comments, and I thank you for those. Okay.
You're welcome. All right, have
thank
a good
you.
One.
Thank you. Bye bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Jean from Kansas. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
long time
how are
no
you?
Talk.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting over being sick, so I guess I'm all right. I'm not going to brag on my health anymore. Last two times I've done it, I've wound up very sick.
Okay, yeah, we don't want that for you. No, not at all.
Don't want that at all. Well,
any
how are you?
I'm good. Any question?
Good. I'd just like a general reading.
Okay, let me go ahead and shuffle my cards here. And have you been feeling something around you? Because I just saw some energy around you. You feel somebody around you?
I saw the energy last night. It
okay.
startled me for a second.
Okay.
I didn't see it again. But Kisses has been barking at something that's not there.
Right. Yeah.
Blind
that's,
anyway.
Yeah.
So.
That's your. Yeah. Well, that's your. That it's definitely your husband coming through here because you have been feeling ill. You've been down a little bit. Sort of your. Some negative thought patterns popping in and out of here. A little bit of depression coming around. All that makes sense. And you're just in a place of frustration. What's causing this frustration?
Well, there's two things, my health and my money.
Right, okay.
Three
yeah.
men, period.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, now come on.
Not you.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say. But,
I'll take you out of that group.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, so that's okay. But let me focus here. It looks like your financial situation, you just need to let go and trust Spirit here with this because I definitely see an improvement. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, and that's okay because I think we get hung up on the exacts, of things of,
mm-hmm.
we want to know this, we want to know that, and I think we get hung up on the details and forget about Spirit working miraculously mm-hmm. here. Because I would prepare yourself for some big thing in your finances, a positive change here, looks like to me, let me get a timeline on this if I can, looks like around Halloween, looks like about the end of the month.
Good.
Yeah. As you go in November, you shouldn't be worried so much about stuff in November. So it looks like something happening. I don't usually tell people to do this, but I would go get some lottery tickets and see, if that's the way Spirit wants to work through. I don't usually promote that, but also the other thing that I want to be open to is possibilities that you could win some money. You're not going to win.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you right now, you're probably not going to win millions of dollars. I don't see that. But a little bit would help.
A little bit helps.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't hurt to try. To give Spirit an avenue to work. As far as a friendship with a guy coming in, looks like a friendship's developing next year for you. Somebody's coming into play. Yeah. Looks like about March. Looks like about springtime.
Uh-huh.
As flowers blossom. New life start.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I feel like that for you, next year is that breakthrough year for you, Gene. I really feel like a lot of change is going to come. Positive change. It's time for positive change, not for negative
Amen
change.
Amen to that.
You've had enough of that. We uh-huh. want to put that behind you. All that other junk, all those that nonsense stuff, we want to put that behind you and move you into a new time of your life, and I definitely see that working for you. So hopefully that's helped, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
And you really always hit it on the head, so I'll wait till March and see what men have to say.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Jane in Canada. Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've had a lot of health issues. Actually, it's mainly with my eyes, and I'm waiting to get into a specialist, and I'm just feeling so darn tired. I just wondered if there's something else that I'm not understanding or need to get.
Okay. Yeah. You're not alone in this tiredness that's going on with you right now. It just feels like you don't have any up and go. I mean, it's just like you don't want to do anything. A lot of people are going through that right now. And what's happening with you concerning that, and then we'll get to your eyes here in a minute. But the one thing that is happening right now is your awakening, okay? So this is just a part of readjusting to this new energy that's on our planet at the moment. So, but just keep an eye on it. Also, I'm going to look at this a little closer because part of this is energy stuff. Let me look at you a little closer and slow down for just a minute, and let me look at your health, okay? So let me, I'm just going to slow down for a minute here and try to focus. And I need your permission to tap into your energy. So I know I have that, but I need you to say that out loud.
Okay, tap away.
Okay, all right. Because I have to have permission to be able to run scans and stuff on you. Okay. Let me go ahead and, okay. Have you been having any problems in your head besides your eyes, like maybe headaches or anything like that?
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm seeing, is this on your right side? Do you have more pain on your right side of your head?
It's the right eye that I have problems with. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm focusing on your right side of your body here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad that you're going to go see a specialist. I don't see anything that I'm really concerned about, but I'm glad that you're going to get it checked out. It doesn't hurt to go get it checked out. Some of the stuff that's going on with your eyes, again, your awakening, some of that is awakening things. But also the other thing, when I started talking to you, and I'm just going to ask you a question because there could be a spirit that's trying to come through here. Did somebody pass from something going on with their chest? Please don't say what that something is or who that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I started talking to you, I felt like something was sitting on my chest. Like pressure on my chest.
Absolutely, right on.
Okay. Because I felt something like sitting on me. Does that make sense to you?
The chest, for sure.
Yeah. It's like right up, right about the center of my, where your lungs would come together. Just felt like pressure right there.
Yeah, lungs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is this a male?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this, okay? Now, was this sudden? Because they're saying it was sudden.
It was and it wasn't. I don't think we were prepared. I don't think anybody knew.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what I asked? That makes sense?
Yeah, it's almost like it caught everybody off guard.
We didn't know how bad it really was.
Okay. It was like building up. And it also wasn't showing up. Does that make sense? Okay. Because he's saying it wasn't showing up. And that's why it's caught everybody by surprise, because it wasn't showing up. It was like they were taking x-rays and it wasn't showing up, or they were doing tests and it wasn't showing up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And now, is this your father?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he was definitely holding you. So that would represent father to me, because I had like the baby cuddle thing, you know, that represents baby to me. Okay. Now, who is still having a really hard time? Is this you or somebody else having a really hard time still with this?
With what?
With this passing. When he passed?
Not me.
Okay, not you. Okay, all right. Okay.
So I don't want to guess. I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe we can get that from him as he's coming through here. But he's just coming through. You know, a lot of times they just do this to let you know that they're okay. That they're fine. He's saying hi to you. He's you know, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't much of a conversationist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, because he's not saying much. so that's why I'm saying that he's not much of a conversationist. He's just letting you know that he is with you. There are little signs that he is showing you. Have you been? He keeps saying something about quarters.
Quarters?
Yeah. He's saying something about quarters. Pay attention in the next week and see if you start seeing a lot more quarters with heads up. They're going to be heads up, and there are going to be quarters.
So, that's funny.
Does that make sense?
I think I get it. He used to play that game. They used to throw closest to the wall.
Oh, okay.
Him and my brother used to play that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because you can't see me, but I'm like got my thumb and my index finger together, and it's like I'm tossing something. And that would make sense then. Okay.
That would be
like
a joke. That would be. He had a good sense of humor. That'd be like a joke.
Okay. Because I was wondering why I was doing that, and so okay. That would make
that
sense.
That would be
to
why.
You.
That
okay.
Would be
okay.
Something he did for fun.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's just letting him know, you know, letting you know that he is with you and watching over. Now, has there been like a wedding, or is somebody getting married? Is there an engagement? He's making reference to a wedding. Okay. This could be his wedding that he's making a reference to. Let me just hang on. Or this could be. Or there, he keeps saying some kind of a celebration. Has there just been a celebration of some sort?
Not a formal celebration.
Okay. Sure. All right. Okay. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. I might be off a little bit on this. Just let me zoom in. There could be. Okay. Now was he at your wedding?
Oh yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, a long time ago. Okay, he's making a reference to a picture, so of that wedding. There, if you go back through your wedding pictures, I don't know if you have those, but if you go back through your wedding pictures, look at them really close, because there is a shadow figure in those pictures. There's a spirit. There is somebody else from the other side in those pictures.
Okay.
So go back and look really close at those pictures. And you could be missing it, but he's making a reference to those pictures for a reason.
Really? Because I'm divorced for a long time, and I'm happily divorced.
Right, yeah. But he's making a reference to those, so, you know, yeah. Hey, I'm on your bandwagon. I'm happily divorced, too, so I understand that.
And for my dad to send me to those pictures is very odd.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And he might just be, you know, he might be just bringing that up to say that you need to forgive and let go of that, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. But there's a reason he's bringing those up.
Okay.
So my job as a medium is to relay messages. So, you know, there might be something else that he's trying to show you about that. So, but I do appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate being able to connect you with your dad.
So he has nothing to say about my health, right?
He's saying that don't worry about it. He's saying that everything's going to be okay and work out. You're not coming to where he is anytime soon. So,
yeah,
all right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye. Okay. We're going to take a short break here. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can call me at 347-327-9316. We're going to take a short break. And how about let's put on a song here. I don't think we opened with a song, did we? I don't think we did. Let's go ahead and put on a song as soon as I find one that I want to put on. How about this one? And we'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
I don't usually interrupt songs, but I'm beginning to feel something move here, and so my job is to help that process and to be open to that process. And you know, tonight I just want us to center on that Christ consciousness that we're a part of. You know, I think that a lot of times we forget who we are. You know, we get it's really easy for us to get used to these human suits that we're in and think that's who we are. To a lot of us identify with all kinds of stuff, and a lot of us identify with the body. You know, we do everything in our power to change that sometimes. You know, there's a lot of people that do facelifts and they get hung up on the body, and that's okay. I'm not against that. But I think that a lot of times we forget what's inside of us. You know, today, like I said, I've been watching football with my dad and, you know, just being quiet a little bit today. And, you know, in the last few weeks, I've been going through a lot of different changes myself and really opening up to spirit more and learning how to work with the energies that we're in right now. And finding out what works. And last night, I was during my meditation time, I was talking to spirit and just saying, hey, you know what? I feel different. I don't know what's going on. And I think a lot of times when we don't, you know, feel just right, you know, we think there's something wrong. Immediately, we think, okay, if I don't understand this, I don't understand the feeling I have, it has to be wrong. And I wonder sometimes why we think that. Why do we feel like that? You know, there's a lot of energy that's shifting. And since about 2010, we have been in an energy shift. Over time, over years, energy shifts. Just time after time after time after time changing us if we allow it to happen. And so what I want to allow to happen tonight is for us to go deeper and deeper into that Christ consciousness. And how we're going to do that is we're just going to relax. So I want you just to begin to relax. And I want you to begin to focus on my voice. I want you to just listen to my voice as we go into more and more of spirit. I just want you just to focus. You know, a lot of times people say, Michael, your voice is really calming. Your voice just helps. And I don't know exactly what's in that, but I would say that the Christ consciousness that's in me speaks through you, speaks through me to you, and speaks through you as well, you know, to others. You know, and I think that caller that we had earlier talking about Christ consciousness, you know, Christ consciousness is just loving one another. And, you know, I said this over and over on this program, you know, it starts with you loving you. Everything starts with you and works out. Do you understand that? I want that just to sink into you for a minute. Everything that happens starts within you. You are a co-creator with the energy that I am energy. You're a co-creator. And also, if you realize you are a son or a daughter of that consciousness, just like Jesus, just like Buddha, just like Mother Teresa, Gandhi, all the ascended masters, all the teachers. And what we need to do is just be open to it. Just allow ourselves to bask in that. Just to understand who we truly are. And who we truly are, and I say this over and over all the time on this program, who we truly are spiritual beings. You were born a son or a daughter of that I Am energy. I don't know about you, but I just got a huge tingly sensation. It's who you truly are. We identify with everything outside of us, and we think that that's our identity. We identify with cars, or houses or property. And that is not what we should be identifying with. There's nothing wrong having those things, but that is not our identity. That is not who we are. We are peace. We are love. We are light. That is what we should identify with. We are the Christ consciousness. We are flowing into that, learning how to work with that. You know, last night I was there in meditation and I asked Spirit, I said, you know, because I wasn't feeling what I was feeling there for a while, and it sort of made me nervous. I'm on some new meds and some things going on with me personally, and you know, and any time that we go, you know, a different route, we get a little worry, you know, things aren't working the same way that they used to work. And they're not working the same way they used to work, but that's okay. Because in these new energies, what we have to learn is what way Spirit's talking to us now. And this morning, I woke up and I thought, okay, what is going on? What is these new energies? How can I work with it better? And all I heard was, be still. All I heard was, be quiet. Because in those quiet moments, that's when Spirit's speaking to us. In those quiet moments, that's when that I am energy is saying, hey, you know what? I love you. I got you. Everything's going to be okay. You know, our minds, our human mind, at times battles that Christ consciousness. Doesn't want to move out of the way and let that consciousness, that Christ consciousness, to mesh with us and become one. You know, your spirit guide wants to have that relationship with you. And let's get back to spirit guides for a minute. You know, your spirit guide wants to have that relationship with you. Your angels want to have a relationship with you. Your loved ones on the other side still want to have that relationship with you. A lot of you are hearing from ascended masters, but you're doubting it. A lot of you already are working with ascended masters, but you don't know it because you haven't been quiet enough to listen and hear that. You know, our bodies are changing right now. And so what we have to do is allow that to change, because what's happening is we are being born again from the inside out. That is what's going on. We're changing constantly, growing constantly. And a lot of it is happening really rapid because we have to move right now. Some of the physical things that are going on with you are physical, and please go to a doctor. If you're having pain and you don't understand it, go to a doctor, get checked out, especially if you're having headaches, you're having heart stuff, you know, get checked out. It's not going to hurt anything. Get checked out. But it's growing pains. You know, I know, like, I'm a full-body channel for my spirit guide, Stephen, and I know when Stephen is looking through my eyes and when I'm looking through my eyes. There's a difference. And that's what your spirit guides want, to have a relationship with you. And I think Stephen's going to channel here in a minute. But your spirit guides want to have a relationship with you. Your angels want to have a relationship with you. The I am energy of all time wants to have a relationship with you. Wants to have that relationship. Relationship starts by talking. By saying, hi, my name is, your name is. That's a relationship. That's how it starts. Let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
I can't decide on a question. Is it just a message okay, or you want a question?
A question would definitely help me right now, if you had one.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute, Holly. Hold on for just a second. I feel your brother pushing through. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I definitely feel a push. it's like, hey, I want to talk. And basically he just wants to say he loves you.
And let you know that.
Because he's telling me that you've been feeling a little bit down the last couple of days, and so he's just popping in here saying he loves you and watching over you and taking care of you and working in your behalf to prepare things for you. So go ahead. Now, can you ask your question?
We traveled to Mexico. Was he with us?
Yes, of course. He's always with you. Yeah. Yeah, he's always with you. There's not a moment that goes by that he's not with you.
Yeah, he's always with you.
Yeah. Watching over you, taking care of you, working on your behalf. Yeah, definitely always.
Well, because I'm a big baby on the windy road. I get afraid. I said, are you okay driving? And he gave me a thumbs up, which he's never given me a thumbs up, but that's my brother's.
Yeah, that was him.
That was him.
Yeah, that was him saying everything's okay, you know, because he was laughing.
I was laughing too.
Yeah, because, well, he said that you were like holding on for dear life at times, but he thought that was funny because he knew everything was okay and knew that, you know, nothing was going to happen to you. You're not the only one that has problems on windy roads. I don't like them either. They make me a little nervous sometimes. But yeah.
But when the thumb came up, I stared at the thumb in shock and started busting up because I knew it was him.
Yeah, that was just him, letting you know that he was with you. Those are the little signs. And, you know, a lot of times we're looking for those gigantic signs, and sometimes it's just those little signs, those little things of saying, hey, you know, I'm aware of what's going on in your life. I'm right there taking care of you. And that was his way of saying that, by putting that thumb up.
Because
otherwise that person never usually does that. So, you know, that was something new. All right. Yeah. Does that help?
Is anybody expecting a baby around me that I know?
There's a baby around you. Hold on.
Like a newborn coming.
Yeah, somebody should be telling you about it here by the end of the month. There's a baby on its way. I don't know who, but I feel a baby coming. I feel like it's a family member.
Okay.
Great. All right. All right.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Bye.
You too. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Susie B. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm all excited to talk to you. So that makes two of us. So we've connected. So how can I help you?
Yes, wonderful. First of all, I wanted to know if you can tell us about how Rose is doing.
Rose, I don't know. Rose would have to tell us how Rose is doing because I have no idea. I think she's doing okay, but we'll find out. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Was hoping everything was working out well for her in her new location. Her new old location.
Yeah. She's doing pretty good. She's happy. I do know that. So it's always nice to get back home where we belong sometimes. So
yes, that's the truth. Mhm.
Right.
Michael, I just wanted to check with you and see I am feeling like I'm coming up upon a big chunk of what I've been manifesting to come to fruition. Wanted to see what Human Spirit has to say about that.
Okay. the Spirit's saying to proceed with caution. You know, don't get too, you know, focused on this. Okay, but I definitely do see a positive change. I would say it looks like to me, as you know, more towards the end of the year, I feel like more positive changes here as you go out of this year. But you know, just don't build up something. You know what I'm saying? Just let Spirit continue to develop
over.
This. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I definitely see some changes here. Okay.
Well, for the positive.
Yeah, definitely positive. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, positive changes. Yeah, not anything negative. I don't see anything bad. So I only see good stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So.
Wonderful.
Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick on this and be sure everything. Yeah, miracle card popped up. So that's a definite good card popping up here. Next card is signs, so definitely watch for little signs from the other person. And the last card is the romance card. So I think all those cards say yes. So I would continue to be open for, you know, for Spirit to develop this, okay?
Very wonderful.
I know.
It's awesome.
I know. All right. I appreciate you
Michael.
Calling in. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy that you're on. Love you, Michael.
Thank you. Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to put on a song really quick, and I need to deal with a little pest. And she must have just realized that I was talking about her because she went and lay down. So, all right. So it's a little hard to, work with an animal while you're trying to be on air. And my dog's name is Angel, and she's definitely been an angel to me. She definitely has helped me in a lot of ways. And, you know, that's how our pets, they, you know, a lot of times our pets, I think somebody mentioned that their, pet was seeing spirits it was Jean. She was talking about her dog Kisses and how that Kisses is seeing spirits. And, you know, that's what we need to do, pay attention to our animals, because a lot of times, you know, they're seeing spirits before we're seeing spirits. You know, a lot of times, you know, Angel, I watch Angel pretty close, and, you know, a lot of times she's reacting to a spirit before I do. And also they can feel like negative energy if negative energy is being sent to you. Because a lot of times, Angel every once in a while will be looking off out in the clear blue and just starts growling. And I'm like, okay, what is out there? You know, so a lot of times it's that energy. It's that energy is being sent to us or being directed our way. And Angel will alert me to that a lot of times. And so, you know, pay attention to your animals. Spirit uses them to communicate with us. I feel like that we're done for the evening, so I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show up here. I'm just a little bit tired still. A lot of you have known that I've been in the hospital, so I'm still recuperating a little bit. And so, but I'm a little tired, so I'm going to go ahead and close out for tonight. But remember, these new energies are on our planet, and, you know, if you feel tired, a lot of that is this new energy, and that's what we have to adjust to. So just be kind to yourselves right now and just relax with that. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show today. I appreciate everybody that's called in, and I appreciate everybody listening. If you would like to set up readings with me, we have new low prices. My prices are going to stay low for the rest of this year. So usually my prices are affordable anyhow, but they are affordable right now. It costs you $30 for 30 minutes, $60 for 60 minutes. I do offer a channeled reading with Stephen, so you might go check that out at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye to you. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. If you would like to write me, you can do so at youareawakening@gmail.com. Rose, thank you for your help tonight. You made it a whole lot easier, and I appreciate your help so much. So peace be with you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. Remember, Jan will be with us tomorrow, and then Travis will be with us Tuesday. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you, as you roll on by me tomorrow, be an easy